Track 14. The Last Word. Neil has got some bad news this month. Something nasty was found in the shed.
Oh, dear. Mrs. H found her way into the garden shed. This 8x6 warehouse is where I keep odd items in addition to all the usual gardening equipment. Mrs. H has her own supply of small tools, such as a trowel, secateurs, and a small fork, which she stores in the house. If she wants something to cause a bit more serious damage, such as loppers, usually I get it out for her. The shed is tucked away at the side of Shady Pines, where Mrs. H rarely has reason to go. However, on this occasion, I was not around, so she helped herself and seized the opportunity to provide feedback on what she encountered. Okay, the contents of the shed was stored in a typical male arrangement. Tools inside the door on the left. When I finished with, say, a fork, I open the door and stuff in, meaning there is congestion just inside the door. As a result, when I next want something that perhaps hasn't been used for a while, it may well be languishing behind several other tools, which rest on a carpet of soil because I didn't bother to clean them after use. I have promised myself to get them all out, give them a good polish, and stack them neatly along the wall. I have failed so far to do this, probably because I know darned well they'll soon all be huddled up in the corner again. Mrs. H delivered her opinion in a voice that illustrated her incredulity that the shed should be in such a state. That net you put over the strawberries was tangled up in the hedge trimmer. Why don't you put some hooks up to hang things on? You still haven't sorted out all the tools, and there's a box of feed and weed that's gone solid you've had it so long. How can you find anything in there is beyond me. At this point, I get a trifle tetchy. I know she is right, but the shed is one place that is my domain. I mean, let's face it, when I've done a bit of sustained digging and barred a load of weeds away, all I want to do is collapse in the armchair. So I knock the worst of the soil off the fork and say to myself, I'll give that a good clean next time. But that never happens, and so it goes on. And I do admit that languishing in the shed is a variety of weed killers, plant feeds and other liquids. There's also a tub of granules, the purpose of which I'm not entirely sure. Now, I did have a thought. I don't know where I'd store all the tools, etc., but how about making it a really cosy bolt hole? Install a telly, soft lighting, a fridge for some beer and illicit nibbles, a comfy armchair. Hey, let's go all the way and include a microwave. Mrs. H would no doubt wonder where I kept disappearing to. And I can just hear her when she finally gained access to my haven. How long has that pork pie been in the fridge? And when did you last clean the microwave? Might be a bit chilly in winter, though. Can't see me watching telly in a balaclava and skiing gloves. Mrs. H's recent foray into the shed has prompted me to tighten up my security. I've hidden the key to the garage.
And what have you hidden in the garage, Neil? Maybe we'll find out in October.